The following is a selection from the Certification Zone audio presentation on routing principles. After logging in, paid subscribers can listen to the complete presentation. You can become a Certification Zone subscriber at www.certificationzone.com/join.
Here are five questions that test your knowledge of routing packet forwarding. Question 2. Pick the statement that is not true about load balancing modes. A. Per packet load balancing optimizes bandwidth by allowing concurrent transfers to a destination via slow media. B. Per destination load balancing reduces processor loading in comparison with per packet load balancing. C. Per destination load balancing assigns an equal number of destinations to each interface in the bundle of balanced interfaces. Or D. Per destination load balancing assumes that bandwidth can be optimized by spreading a large number of destinations across multiple interfaces. How did you do? Let's see. The correct answer is C. Per destination load balancing assigns an equal number of destinations to each interface in the bundle of balanced interfaces. Per destination load balancing selects an interface that is available the first time the router wants to send to a destination. If one interface is especially busy, there will be a tendency to put the traffic for other destinations onto a different interface. This will spread the traffic reasonably well if the traffic volume associated with each destination remains constant. For more comprehensive coverage of routing principles at the CCIE level, read the Certification Zone study guide titled Routing Principles and iOS Implementation Considerations by Howard Berkowitz, take the 28-question study quiz, and try the hands-on lab scenario at www.certificationzone.com.
This has been a selection from the Certification Zone audio presentation on routing principles. After logging in, paid subscribers can listen to the complete presentation. You can become a Certification Zone subscriber at www.certificationzone.com/join.